The accounts can wait. I'm telling you, Joe, this angel Gabriel said that God wanted me to have his baby.
Did you ask for some sort of sign?
Of course I did. He said tomorrow morning I'd start getting sick.
Well, why would God want a kid?
Well, Gabriel said that according to Luke, it's kind of an ego thing. Plus, he promised the Jews a long time ago. It's just that he never got around to it. But now that he feels ready for children, he doesn't want to just make them out of clay or dust. He wants to get humans involved.
Well, is he going to help toward raising the kid? God knows we can't do it alone. I could use a bigger shop. And maybe you could throw a couple of those nice crucifix contracts my way. The Romans are nailing up everything that walks.
Honey, Gabriel said not to worry. The kid would be a real winner. A public speaker and good with miracles.
Well, that's a relief. Anyway, I guess now that you're officially pregnant, I can start putting it inside of you, huh?
I'm sorry, honey. God wants it to be strictly a virgin birth.
I don't get it.
That's right, Joe.
Don't I get to do anything?
He wants you to come up with a name for the kid.
Jesus Christ.
Joe, you're so heavy.
Guys and Dolls Part 2, Man Oh Man. To my way of thinking, men have only one real problem. Other men. That's where all their trouble starts. A long time ago, men gave away their power to other men. Princes, kings, wizards, generals, and high priests. They gave it away because they believed what these other men told them. They bought the okey-doke, the bullshit. Men always buy the okey-doke when it comes from other men. Some stranger probably stood up at a campfire and said,
"All right, boys, from now on, I'm the king. The sun is my father, the moon is my mother, and they're the ones who tell me when to throw the virgins into the volcano. I'll be expecting all of you to bow deeply when you see me and give me half your crops. Plus, I'm allowed to fuck your wife. And don't forget, if I want to, I can concentrate real hard and make your head explode."
And the other men around the campfire nodded their heads and said to one another,
"This guy makes a lot of sense."
A man will always buy the bullshit, because a man is not too bright. But I'm not suggesting a man doesn't have a great deal to put up with. He does. First of all, a man has to make believe he knows what he's doing at all times. And while he's doing whatever it is he's doing, he has to make believe he doesn't need any help. He has to make believe he can fix anything. And if he can't fix it now, he can fix it later. And if he can't fix it later, he has a friend who can fix it. And if not, it was no good to start with, it's not worth fixing, and besides, he knows where he can get something better, much cheaper, but they're all out of them right now, and besides, they're closed. This is the male disease. It's called being full of shit. The male disease includes the need to be in charge at all times. In charge, in control, in command. A real man sees himself as king of the hill, leader of the pack, captain of the ship. But all the while, in order to fit in and belong, he has to act like all the other men and do what they do, so he'll be accepted and get a good job and a promotion and a raise and a Porsche and a wife. A wife who will immediately trade in the Porsche on a nice, sensible Dodge van with folding seats so they can be like all the other boring families. The poor fuck. The poor, stupid fuck. His manliness also requires that he refuse to go to a doctor or a hospital unless it can be demonstrated to him that he has in fact been clinically dead for 6 months.
"No sense going to the hospital, honey. I don't seem to be in a coma."
Therefore, he must learn to ignore pain.
"It doesn't really hurt. Bleeding from 6 holes in the head doesn't really hurt. Just give me the remote and get me a beer and get the fuck out of here."
Most men learn this stupid shit from their fathers. Fathers teach their sons not to cry.
"Don't let me hear you crying or I'll come up there and give you something to cry about."
Great stuff, huh? All the problems in the world, repeat, all the problems in the world can be traced to what fathers do to their sons. So little boys learn to hide their feelings, and society likes that, because that way, when they get to be 18, they'll be able to go overseas and kill strangers without feeling anything. And of course, that bargain includes a certain reluctant willingness to have their balls shot off.
"Honey, I have to go overseas and have my balls shot off, or else the rest of the guys will think I'm too afraid to go overseas and have my balls shot off."
The poor fucks. The poor, stupid fucks. And so, as a result of all this repression of feelings, The extent of the average man's emotional expression is the high five. Or sometimes when really deep feelings emerge, both hands, the high ten. This is raw emotion.